We feel very strongly that the community should benefit from having the wind farm in their locality, and it's coming up to 18 years now. So, you know, it's we have a great commitment to all the local groups around our wind farm.
We know that there can at times be, shall we say, strained relations between wind farm developments and the community. Do you think this is helping to avoid that, that there's a better relationship between yourselves as an operator and the local community as a result of these investments?
Well, we've always had, we historically had walks as well too, so we have built up a relationship with all the local groups, and they can see the actual financial benefit to their locality and all their different projects. So it does definitely help with relations with all the different groups. The Lena Lee Wind Farm has just come into commission there in 2023, and that fund for the year is estimated to be about 150,000 annually. The first committee met recently, and it was just a small fund because it's operated slightly different to our other funds. It's under the terms and conditions of the RES scheme, so that one was only based on 3 months of generation. But the second round will open shortly on the 29th of September for 6 weeks. So obviously there will be a press release to go out with that again. So that is, again, another opportunity for social enterprises, community groups and charities to apply. And it will be from the 29th of September for 6 weeks. So that's another sort of commitment to people in the area.